Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
WGN live here in the Allstate Showcase Studio on Michigan Avenue. It is Dave Neal in for John Williams until 3 p.m. today as we get into that kind of home stretch, heading into what is New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, and then into the bright, new, shiny 2018. It's coming up. And so people are thinking, what do they want to do? Usually you want to kind of go out and get done with the year in style, be able to look back kind of the trials, the tribulations, you know, all of the things that you knew, loved, and maybe did not love so much and want to avoid and never do again back in 2017. And you look for the things and that you might want to do and change for 2018. And typically you're going to want to kind of end the year in style with a bang and do it in a great way. And so over the last couple of days, we've been featuring a lot of different places that you can get out, enjoy with family and friends, enjoy some of the best that this city has to offer, regardless of the time of the year or the date. But on New Year's Eve, a lot of our great places are doing it in style, and none better than one of our very favorite places. I think one of the cornerstones of culinary excellence here in Chicago is Eataly. 60,000 square feet, a certain percentage of those square feet will be in motion, in play, and in celebration for New Year's Eve. In studio with us, we have Bea Bernasconi from Team Eataly. And Bea, welcome to WGN. You've been here before, but this is
ciao, thank you.
Probably one of the most festive times for you to be here. So for what it is that you do in a place that does so much, and for the listeners that have not been there, it is absolutely enormous. It has everything from multiple restaurants. It's got the school, all of the education, the entertainment, the bands, the products. But one of the great things that you guys do is you kind of mobilize the space into an amazing event space, and you're doing it on New Year's Eve.
Yeah, so we are trying to pretty much show the best of that Eataly has to offer in one night. We're going to close the whole second floor. It's going to be for ticket holders only. And it's going to be all you can eat, all you can drink, live music, entertainment, all sort of things. I can go into more detail, for sure.
Well, here's the things. One of the things that you have there is you have a lot of space. And it is the kind of space that people love. Like, how did you guys decide to go ahead and do this specific event for New Year's Eve? I know the facility has not been around forever, you know, just a small handful of years. But was it the kind of thing that you guys as a team said, you know, Eataly really shines on these events and on these nights that are very special? Because how difficult is it to take it, transform it from really what is maybe 100 different places into one big party?
Let's say that every year we have grown within this event. Like, the first year was just in a couple of the restaurants, and we're like, oh, this was amazing, we should do it bigger. Then last year we did a little bigger, and this year we're going all in with the whole second floor. We'll have all the foods we are known for, so from like our pizzas, both styles, the Napoletana and the Romana. We'll have whole wheels of Parmigiano with pasta served from it. We'll have whole roasted pigs. We'll have arancini, fresh mozzarella, really all sort of stuff. We have a raw bar with like caviar and oysters. You know, we want to guarantee the high quality food also in a night like this, especially in a night like this, I would say.
When it comes to the entertainment side of it, and you guys do, you know, typically you'll have people come in, maybe food personalities or other people that will provide entertainment. Sometimes it's culinary based entertainment. This is going to be music. And so how do you do this? Because everything that you guys do at Eataly is, it's kind of this blend where you walk that line, embracing some of the best and brightest, the products of Eataly that people love, but also so many local products, so many local things are incorporated into what it is that you guys do, having that local sustainable footprint as well. So on the music side, what are you doing? Are you having, and is it going to be traditional Italian music? Is it going to be the kind of stuff that people are used to hearing on New Year's? You're going to play some Cool in the Gang, maybe? People love that stuff. Or or you're going to have some local bands playing, or is it going to be a bunch of things?
It's going to be a bunch of things. It's we're partnered with a local guy that has a lot of contacts within the music industry in Chicago. So he's bringing a bunch of musicians, a singer, and we're going to just put it all together in between our elevators in the second floor. We will have a caricaturist, we'll have a photo booth, we have a sword swallower. Sorry, it's kind of hard to say for me. But
Whoa. Now, that's not something they see. Aleph, you've seen a lot of entertainment around the world, and I think entertainment falls into a broad category. We can all enjoy a lot of it, but this... It's probably traditional, almost maybe ancient, right? You think of maybe sort of like a carnival situation, or but also builds in an element of danger. Elif, have you ever witnessed in person a sword swallower?
No. And by the way, sword swallower is a twang twister.
I mean, right, but...
But I have not seen anything like that before. I've seen a fire breather.
Fire eater?
That's different, though.
Yeah.
This is much different from that.
What? Okay. All right, Van. We're letting the listeners know we're talking with Bear Bernasconi from Team Eataly over there as they prep all the awesome that they do every day of the year is going to be compounded, magnified into what is going to be probably one of the city's best New Year's Eve celebrations. They're taking that whole second floor and transforming it. So on the entertainment side, oh, go ahead.
One big thing that I didn't mention is the wine component. We have had our beverage managers select wine for the past months, and we've got some cool stuff. We have a 12-liter bottle of sparkling wine for the midnight toast. That is like pretty much as tall as me. I'm not that tall, but
so it's a lot. See, that's one of the things I think that can make it really special. You think about a group and maybe you're there with a group of friends or maybe there with a certain special someone, but you are also there in a group in one venue and in a kind of group that's all experiencing, you know, the New Year's together. And then if you're all drinking from the same bottle, I think you're really doing it. Yeah. So, okay, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk more with Bea about Eataly, about New Year's Eve, about how you can get involved as well. We're going to go in a little deep into some of the different food stations. Whole roasted pig, that's crazy if there's going to be more than one of those. The entertainment, the raw bar, and ways that you can get involved. And, of course, Lyft deals, right? So you can get there and get home as safe as possible. Something to be considered as well. So a quick break. It's more. It's Dane in for John here on 720 WGN. WGN live here, Allstate Showcase Studio. Frigid, cold day here. Michigan Avenue is cold. I don't know that I've seen it this cold, you know, where I've been here. You know, sometimes there's people looking in the windows now, people trying to get to their destinations. The coldest day in 3 years. Later on the show, stay tuned. We're going to have Tom Skilling. He's going to break down all the action where we're going to kind of reminisce and revisit some of the coldest days. He lives for this stuff. You know, Elif, we had, you know, as we whisk people away on New Year's Eve to Eataly, at Eataly, and we'll talk with Bea in just a second about that. A couple nights ago, I had Chef Sam Choi from Hawaii on, and he called in one of the late night things, and he just couldn't believe that people would even tolerate temperatures like this. And I mean, we're Chicagoans, right? So we're tough; we can stick to it. But it kind of sucks to have it cold.
It's a rude wake up call. It's a rude wake up call, and we haven't had this weather in over 2 years, as far as I remember.
Yeah, the last couple of years have been pretty nice, you know, weather-wise, not a lot of snow, not too much cold. So hopefully this will pass as well. We'll get that from Tom Skilling. Excited to talk with him about that, regardless of the weather. And that's what's great about Eataly is 60,000 square feet. Most of it is inside, correct? Do you guys have any kind of outdoor stuff going on? I'm not sure. Sometimes because of the windows, you feel as though you're outside because the views are right there and you've got, whether it's the brewery or some of the restaurant situations, you know, you do a great job kind of bringing the outside in, but
yeah, no, everything is inside, but we do have some rooms with a lot of windows, so you kind of feel a little bit outside.
See, that voice you hear is Bea Bernasconi. She is from Team Eataly over there as they are prepping for New Year's. And you mentioned there's going to be a sword swallower. I read here too there's going to be a tarot card reader, because that is the kind of thing that people, they build in a little bit of pressure, you know, for New Year's Eve. You're going to want to have a great time. You're going to want to spend time with people that you care about, because you know, as people have so many high hopes for 2018, it could also get a lot worse, right? 2018 could be terrible. And so the tarot card reader could maybe reinforce the fact that it's going to be okay, right? Is that the way you guys did it? A fortune, good fortune for the next year.
Yeah, with the tarot reader. And also we have a dish that is typical in Eataly. Eataly, unfortunately, when I say Eataly, the store, Eataly, the country, sounds the same, but yeah. I mean the country. For New Year's Eve, we always eat lentils, because it brings you money, theoretically, you know, the little coins-looking lentils. So we are going to have that on New Year's Eve here as well.
See? Okay, yeah. So that ties into the thing we're going to talk a little bit about, of course. So many authentic things at Eataly, including you, Bea, right? You have that history. So what is the difference? You've been here at least like a year or so. I know that you've been on with us in the past. What is a typical? And see, New Year's Eve is one of those holidays that, you know, as they, you know, you watch some of the television programs and it's New Year's here and there, and they show the celebrations and the fireworks from around the world. So it is you know, just based on the fact that it's a whole new year that the entire world celebrates. In Italy, like, how is it, you know, what is it like? Where does it kind of rank as far as, you know, events, celebrations, days on the calendars that everybody gets together and enjoys? What's it like?
Most of Italian holidays are all about food, and this is one of them.
Right.
So usually friends gather together kind of like on Christmas, but just later, like around 9 p.m. and you eat and you eat and you eat and you wait for midnight, and then you listen to some music. If it's live, even better. You toast and you just have fun.
Now, do you have to, as you guys sit in for some of these meetings and you're kind of shaping the experience that people are going to have at Eataly, do you guys get, and you've got a great team over there, do you guys get together and say, oh, we need to build this in, or maybe we should include this? Or, I mean, and there is so much, we've mentioned a lot, but what are those meetings like as you're kind of trying to build the perfect New Year's Eve?
Yeah, so we are a diverse team, so there's Italians and there's not Italians, so we try to put together all the crazy ideas we have.
Who suggested the sword swallower?
I think we reached out to this I think I was a big fan we reached out to this team of people and it was in the list. I was like, oh yeah, we have to have that.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah,
so how long did it take to plan this? And we're going to get into the ways that people can enjoy it as well, because you guys have done this working towards it. You guys, you know, have this facility that's around, you know, all the time, and people go, and it's every bit, and for the listeners who haven't been there, you've got to get over, it's on Ohio Street. Well, actually it's like an entire block, and it's Eataly. It's every bit of the educational side, every bit of the pizzeria, the restaurants, and the stores too, like the products. Now, are people, while they're there on that second floor, are they going to have the ability to, as they're kind of browsing around, enjoying news, can they buy some of the products?
Or they want to, they can. We've seen that, you know, it's not the top priority
right
on those nights, but we will have the registers open in case someone wants to shop at the end of the night.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about the more fun and surprises, the decor. What are you going to do to kind of transform Eataly into that New Year's Eve spot? You don't have to say, but you've got people kind of working, streamers maybe, a lot of balloons?
Yeah. We did a field trip to a store. We order a bunch of different things. I think the most beautiful one is going to be this massive balloon with the 2018 of it. It sounds normal, but it's really nice. We had it last year as well, and it's going to be beautiful for photos.
So it is coming up. It is New Year's Eve, December 31st, as it always is. You know, 9 p.m. To 12:30 a.m. So you get a little time to toast in the new year and then kind of kick back and relax and enjoy, let it all kind of sink in. So let's talk about it. It's all inclusive, which I think is great, right? So once you get in there, once you get your ticket, you're set to go. You've got your wine to toast with, you've got your food, you've got all of those different stations. We've run through them as well. So describe a little bit about the tickets, how people can get them, and what they'll experience when they get there.
So the ticket can be purchased on our website, which is eataly.com/Chicago. It can also be bought in the store if you guys want to stop by. It's 43 East Ohio Street. You can go to the guest relation on the left, so they can do it for you. And yes, the ticket is $125, as Dane said, and it includes all the drinks throughout the night, all the food, all the entertainment. So it's just like a one purchase. That's it.
One of the things that I think that is great about Eataly as well is that you can be casual. You can come in off the street. I've brought so many people over there that have just been visitors, because it has become, have you seen this too, as someone who is, you know, originally from someplace else, it's a great tourist attraction. So it's the kind of thing where people come into town, they feel like they need to check it out for this night. Is there like a dress code? I know certain people want to dress up a certain way, or can people, are they going to wear like cocktail? What would you suggest?
I think everyone can dress as they feel like. Of course, I like the nice New Year's Eve outfit. The little black sparkly dress, but you don't have to wear that at all. It's anyone can dress as they feel like.
All right. And then the tickets, you can get them online at eataly.com/Chicago. The address one more time over there at Eataly?
43 East Ohio.
All right. Well, it sounds good. So who else is going to be going for? We've got at least 2 minutes. We're going to talk a little bit more about this. Like, who else is going to be coming from your team? Are you going to have some extra people there?
We are going to have like all our best people, all hands on deck. Is like one of those parties in which the whole team is included. We have our executive chef, our cooking school chef. We have all the people that, you know, make the place work on a regular basis, and have to make sure that the party is perfect. So it's like the best of everything we do every day, all in one night.
$125 per person. We'll see if maybe is there a possibility that we could give away a couple tickets? Is that possible? Or
yes.
No, really? Okay.
Yes, for sure.
All right, 312-981-7200. If you and your certain special someone might want to attend this, we've talked a little bit about how awesome it is. You can go in and call in and text in. You can give Elif your information. We're going to take all of those and kind of put them in a hat, and at the end of the show, we'll pick out a winner. And I think that would be something that would be very exciting. So we know that people are going to be excited about this. They're going to call in and text in kind of the reasons why they should be able to go, some of the reasons why they'll appreciate New Year's Eve at Eatsley, 312-981-7200. But as the smoke clears, and of course some people can get out there, they've got other plans, maybe they do it a different way. Do you have a couple early January events you want to share with people over at Eatsley?
Yeah, so the biggest happening of January is going to be giant retail sales. We will have a sale for our anniversary. Eatsley was born 11 years ago in Turin, in Italy. And so for this reason, we want to celebrate all our products that we've been selling for 11 years. And so the big thing is going to be good discounts, up to 60-70% off on like hundreds of products.
And then coming up, any kind of celebrity for the Swale? Of course, we have Lydia Bastianich in on a regular basis, and she talks about some of the things that you're doing. Do you have any kind of celebrity collaboration? Sometimes you'll do it on the beer side. Sometimes you'll do it on the food side. Sometimes it's just an author that comes in.
So we've had the guests making pizza all year this year. So we're thinking for next year to focus on pasta, but details TBD.
Okay. All right. So here's what we're going to do. And we've given that number out, 312-981-7200. We're going to have two tickets to go ahead and spend New Year's Eve at Eataly. You can give your name and information to Elif. She is in the booth. You can text in and kind of give, and Elif usually likes to come up with like a cool way for people to participate. So maybe it's the reason that you would love to spend your New Year's Eve at Eataly and get whisked away to the other part of the world. You can do that. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to kind of announce the next segment. Got some exciting stuff coming up, then we'll send it to news. It's Dane here, in for John on 720 WGN. WGN live here in the Allstate Showcase Studio on Michigan Avenue. Dane here until 3 p.m. In the John Williams Show. And in studio with us, we have one of our longtime and I would think one of the area's favorite public servants. It is the treasurer for Cook County Treasurer Maria Pappas. Welcome to WGN.
Oh, it's always a pleasure to be sitting here on Michigan Avenue in these warm quarters with you, tree, and just watching everybody cold outside.
You get to see everybody kind of cold outside making their way to where they need to be. And I was excited to talk a little bit about this. You know, the property tax issue is one that is out there. It is something that a lot of people have. It's something people struggle with. And when you can find ways to go ahead and kind of either streamline the process, number one, or else make it where you benefit from doing things a little different than you've done in the past, I think you're ahead of the game. And so let's talk a little bit about it.
So I'm going to energize your bunny and give you the quick and dirty version of
all the information. It doesn't need to be quick. It doesn't need to be dirty. But because here's the thing, too, is there is so much that happens. The government can do a lot of different things, and they can change and shape our lives in a bunch of different ways. But there's a lot of times, regardless of the program, where if people aren't aware of how to benefit from it, and then they miss out.
So about 6 weeks ago, we would have 300 people a day either calling the office or emailing the office saying, can I prepay? The tradition has been, especially in Chicago, that there are about 1,700 snowbirds. The snowbirds call every November and say to our operator, how much will I owe in March? Same 1,700 people every year pay $14 million. When we realized that we had this flux of phone calls and emails and that the law in Washington, D.C. might be changing, I called in 20 programmers. You now can go to cookcountytreasurer.com. There's a little box on the front of the website which says prepayment. You click prepayment, put in your address, and up pops your bill that you would have gotten in the mail for March payment.
In the past, did somebody have to go, okay, hold on, let me check, go calculate it somehow, and it was kind of an ordeal?
Hold on, let me calculate it for 1,700 people. Write a check, send the check in, mail it, open the envelope, yada, gouda, I mean, just endless. Now, as of today, because you can go to www.cookcountytreasurer.com, download the bill. 28,000 people have direct debited their account.
Wow.
And 12,000 people downloaded the bill, walked into one of 400 Chase banks. And only, this is the trend, only 3,000 either came to my office or mailed it in. We now went from 1,700 people and $14 million. We just hit the jackpot. We are at 47,741 people wow. having downloaded their bill online, having paid $312 million as of an hour ago.
Well, now you say that we hit the jackpot, certainly, and I think in the effort of trying to get the word out and communicate. But a lot of times those taxpayers have hit the jackpot, too, because there's a lot of benefits to doing it. Outside of, you know, you mentioned the snowbirds. They're doing it out of convenience, and they don't want to have to worry about it, and, you know, they're not even here. This is an opportunity now, and you talk about the way that things have changed on the tax side. That this is your opportunity not only to get it done, get it over with, participate in a system that has been updated, but also get that tax deduction you might not get.
You get that tax deduction, and you're going to be able to do this through December 31st midnight. I'm going to just throw in something really interesting here, because you can pay $2,000, you can pay $1,000. We have over 5,000 people that have paid under $2,000. But this just happened an hour ago, and I think you'll find this interesting. Someone came into the office, and for 875 North Michigan Avenue, paid $1.6 million in a check.
Oh, a check. I was wondering if they had a giant silver suitcase or maybe multiple suitcases.
He gave me a $1.6 million check. I said, oh my God, I'm going to go over and do WGN Radio. I want to take a copy of the bill. It's too bad you can't see this. It's actually the bill for $1.6 million.
I can see it. I can read it. And you can too. WGNradio.com. You can view. We've got a lot of cameras on here. Yeah. You can go ahead and check it out. Yeah. $1.651732.71.
Right.
So the whole thing has been in there. So Maria, let's talk a little bit about it, because the property tax situation, and we've all made those journeys to the office or the courthouse or whatever it is in order to go ahead and pay that. What was that thought process? In an it's not broke, don't fix it, but to streamline it, because so many people are doing everything online these days.
Okay, so here's what – this is like the Pappas version of online shopping. What's happened is we have 1.8 million parcels in Cook County, 5.5 million people. It is, as a conglomerate, the 16th largest country in the world. And the reason it's the 16th wow. largest country in the world is because there are 2,200 governments sitting under the county. So it's a Madison Park District, Glenview School District, you know, Wilmette Sanitation District. There's all these little governments. These governments would have not gotten this $312 million until April. So when I say it's a windfall to the 2,200 governments who are going to get this money early. And they're going to be able to collect interest on it for 4 months. And that may mean that they can hire a few more people to do part-time jobs. So that's great for them, but it's good for the homeowner. It's great for the homeowner.
It's one of those rare situations, right, where everybody wins.
Everybody wins.
Yep.
Everybody wins because Joe homeowner is trying to be economical and prudent about their financial state. So how is it that you become prudent? You get as many deductions as you can this year. You get as many deductions as you can this year on your federal income tax, because we now know, having spoken to lawyers, and you should check with your lawyer and accountant, in 2018, the structure and the caps on deductions will change. So that's why you're experiencing this rush. I just want to say one other thing. People like doing things in a language that's familiar to them. And this is an amazing statistic in Cook County. There are 127 spoken languages.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
I don't know that I could name 25. Wow, that's amazing.
There's 127 spoken languages. And so this website is in English, but you can go to the bottom of the website and punch a button and get any of those 127 languages. And the largest homeowners in Cook County are Polish. So we are getting to this website, and I need to talk about this website a little bit. 450,000 visitors per month come to this website. And after the break, I'm going to tell you why.
Yeah, here's what we're going to do. And because I think this is so important. It is what it is, and it exists in this vacuum, and it solves this problem and improves the situation. But as an example for things to be done, sort of a best practices on this kind of issue, because the things that we're dealing with here in this 16th largest country in the world, as far as the governments and everything, are the same kind of things that people are dealing with all around the country, all around the world. I love that you've done
but
this.
Cook County has a downloadable bill, and New York and L.A. don't.
That's so what I'm saying. So
we're the greatest. Everybody's going to come in and try and copy us.
Understood and recognize that we're going to hear how that happens. Not only all that stuff, the website and making it user-friendly in those languages, but also the relationships with the bank as well, right? With Chase, you can go ahead and get these things done and do it in a big way, and it's happening with Maria Pappas. So hold tight. We're going to talk with Cook County Treasurer when we come back. It's Dane in for John here on 720 WGN. Honored to have Cook County Treasurer Maria Pappas, and it's one thing to have the ability to kind of communicate with the people, with your public, with constituents, but when those constituents, like you said, it equal up as far as the different governments into the 16th largest country, and then there's 127 languages going on in Cook County. It's pretty amazing. It's a daunting task. You've got to get out there. And so, Maria, you know, welcome back to WGN. But it's also one of those things that you don't necessarily think about when you look at your job description.
No, you
as
don't.
A treasurer.
I mean, this morning I drove out to Mount Prospect and I did Korean talk radio.
How'd that go for you?
No, it was great. I'm doing like a press conference tomorrow in Chinatown, which is 5% of the population.
Wow.
The ballots in Chinese. Wait, there'll be 30 media outlets in Chinatown tomorrow so I can explain prepayment to them. So
the thing is, and here it is, 30 years of doing this, and it's the kind of thing that you know that if you didn't do it, it wouldn't happen, is that people wouldn't know about this. And especially, it's one thing, you can create, you know, advancements and streamline things, but because of the way the tax system is going to change, people need to get in on this.
Yeah, you know what? I realized that there were 127 languages. My first year in office, I went down to the cashiering line. I thought, gee, I wonder what all these people are doing here. Maybe I better go talk to them. So I went over and tried to talk to them. Nobody spoke English. I went back upstairs and I told my chief deputy, I said, you know what? I think we're doing something wrong. He said, what do you mean? I said, pull up the census data on Cook County. And he pulled it up. And then we realized what was happening. So I can tell you on a yearly basis in my office, 30,000 people download in Polish.
So you've got that. That's like the largest single group, right?
As the far largest as single group, yes. Yeah. But let me go back to why I'm here today, because you have until midnight December 31st, that's Sunday midnight, to prepay your 2018 property taxes at www.cookcountytreasurer.com in 2017. That's by midnight December 31st. You will be able to get a 2017 deduction for 2018. As a result of this new wave of laws, you want to check with, however, your accountant and your lawyer before you do that. You can go to cookcountytreasurer.com. You can punch prepay, put in your address, and up flies your property tax bill that you would have otherwise received in the mail in March.
312-981-7200. Some of the listeners have some of the questions texted in from the 312. Is this limited to your primary residence only?
It's limited to your primary residence, but commercial properties are paying.
Okay.
I just got this $1.6 million check from Water Tower. So I would say, I guess, commercial right. people are paying as well.
And then from the 773, will the bill be downloadable after
yes.
Sunday? I'm guessing that it will just be the way that it's
leaving
accessible.
It there. I'm leaving it there. If you don't want to deal with the United States Post Office and you don't want to get your mail, you don't want to open up an envelope, just pull up the bill, download it, mail it in, pay online, take it to a Chase. It is the Maria Pappas version of your boarding pass on an airline.
Part of the reason and part of the ways that you're being really proactive in this, and you're going to inspire other people to do it too, is I guess there's a number of people that didn't get just the nature of anything, that they didn't get their mail, they didn't get the bills.
Okay, so let's talk about that. So this is astounding. So what's astounding is that once a year, if property taxes aren't paid by whomever it is that owns that piece of property, the property goes to tax sale. The tax sale this year will be in May. We have 65,000 pieces on that list. But what's amazing about that? 21,000 of the 65,000 did not get their mail. So we are out. We are out right now.
And
we,
the responsibility is on
the homeowner.
On the homeowner, right?
If they don't get their bill, they still are required by law to pay. But this is what's happening. We've reached out to the Postmaster General. We have sent this list of what we call the most vulnerable citizens in Cook County. This list of 21,000. So we have aldermen, assessors, state reps, everyone looking for these people. Now, let me talk to you about this website, which feeds into the fact that people, we have wonderful people standing outside and we're waving to them. Those of you
braving the elements, Maria. Yeah.
So we are working with the post office and these electeds to actually get to what we call the most vulnerable. But if you go to CookCountyTreasurer.com right now, and you go to exemptions, and you put in your address, you will get a report of everything about your property. It will tell you your address. If it's not right, you punch a button, we'll fix it for you. We'll give you a name change form. It will tell you your property tax location. It will also tell you what is most interesting, which is a series of 3 years going back, what your exemptions are. It will tell you,
nice.
Did you get a homeowner? Did you get it last year? Not this year. Did you get a senior exemption last year, but not this year? Because seniors, you have to apply every year. So here's the deal and here's the news. Every alderman in the city of Chicago we are working with at the present time. In the entire city of Chicago, there are 123,000 senior citizens who get exemptions. Who
that they have to reapply every year. Yeah.
But they have to reapply every year. So we ran the same people that programmed the downloadable tax bill, programmed this. They have given me a stat saying that 27,000 seniors did not apply this year.
Well, and what do you think the reason?
You know what? I mean, it's like my mom and dad. I mean, you get to the point where there's so much mail.
Right.
That if a piece of serious mail comes through, you think it's a Bed Bath & Beyond coupon. You know? I mean, you don't know the difference between those 50 coupons that you get for plumbing, roofing, you know, lawn service, and something that's serious.
Yeah.
So it just goes in a pile. And, you know, it's just one more. You know what? This is what we've become. We've become a society of one more white envelope. And people don't want to deal with it.
It's a lot.
I mean, you can go into seniors' homes and you'll see 50 and 60 stacks of mail because they don't want to have to deal with even opening it because they assume it's junk.
Well, here's the thing, Maria, too, and I don't know if there's anything anybody can do about this, but a lot of times the junk mail, you know, people, the providers of that, the creators, they try to make the things look sort of official, and then it just all becomes just like noise, right? The mail, just a big pile of stuff.
It's noise. So what's happened to us is that we now have an e-billing program. We have 200,000 of the 1.8 million people in Cook County who are downloading their bill. They don't want to deal with the mail. They tell me in March, just email me the bill, Maria. Please don't mail it. And I'm saving huge money on postage.
See, that's one of the things, too, is to try to kind of break into the next generation. A lot of people, the younger people, that's all they're doing, everything online. But you have a lot of, like you said, the senior citizens and just, you know, people even 40, 50 years old who are used to doing things a certain way to kind of branch in and see the benefits of some of the stuff that's going online. From the 630, a question, can you make a partial payment such as $3,000 or $6,500?
Yes,
$3,000 out
can.
Of
$6,500. Some people have partially paid like $200. The additional question that you can ask is, if I have a mortgage, because in Cook County, believe it or not, 600,000 mortgages exist on property. 600,000. We now have mortgage companies coming in and prepaying. 70 mortgage companies yesterday paid $207,000. They're prepaying because the homeowner is directing the mortgage company who holds this escrow account, go pay my taxes.
We just got a couple of seconds left, and we're of course going to give the website out for people to get more information and even to ask you and to keep up with you on social media as well. But someone said, my property tax deduction maxes out, and I don't get any additional tax savings after about $10,000. Does Ms. Pappas know anything about that? Because is that...
You know what? I don't want to get like in a trick bag and give you legal or accounting advice.
Gotcha.
What I can tell you is people are paying this year between $200 and, as I just said earlier, up to 1.6 million. But what I'm finding is that the vast majority of people who are paying are at the lower end. It's 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000. Forget what the cap is next year. they say, you know what, I'm going to deal with in 2018, I'm going to deal with my life in 2018. But right now, 2017, what I want to get is the max amount of deductions I can get this year.
Well, you're doing
and
the
they're taking it.
You're doing the people's work, getting the message out. It's part of what it what needs to happen and what needs to be done in order to get people on with this new system. The website, one more time,
is cookcountytreasure.com. And I want to come back in January to talk about exemptions.
Done. Absolutely done.
Okay.
We're going to take a break. Thank you, Maria Pappas, for coming in here.
Thanks for having me. Happy New Year, everybody.
Super Techno, 720 WGN live here, Allstate Showcase Studio, Michigan Avenue. Dane in for John Williams until 3. Elif Garris is in the booth. And so, Elif, we haven't got a chance to talk with you since the holidays, since Christmas. You know, yesterday during the show, we had a little bit of a segment where we kind of had people share what it is that they got, what they gave, what they're thankful for, and all that kind of stuff. I'm sure you're no exception. How was it? How was your holiday?
It was nice. This year we went light on presents because, you know, that it's just another day. You buy someone something, they don't use it, you know. So we just kind of... I did ask for one thing, and I got it, and I'm really excited about it. I'm kind of nervous.
Can you share what it is? Why would you be nervous? Something breakable? Maybe it's a pet snake, something deadly?
Deadly, maybe. It'll give me a little bit of anxiety, or maybe it'll take it away from me. Second City.
What?
Second City classes.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. Now, is that something that, you know, as you watch, obviously through here, you know, we have a lot of entertainers, comedians, actors, people in the world of funny, right?
Yeah.
That are here on a regular basis. You get to see them, interact with them, or Saturday Night Live type stuff. You get to watch a lot of those comedy movies. So, you know, like Daddy's Home 2 is out. There's apparently some laughs there. Is that something that you kind of saw, you wanted to be a funny, a comedian, or you just want to learn more about it?
Well, both. When I was in college, a friend of mine and I wanted to take classes together, and we just never did it because it just seemed expensive and just for college students. And
right.
Then we both started working, but... I never really gathered up the gusto to do it, so now I finally can. Thanks to my mom and Norman. Thanks, guys.
Look at you being thankful. Now, that's on the experience side, and we talked about this a bunch of times, where people are doing sort of travel or doing experience as opposed to material possessions, and you, even at a young age, Elif, already jaded and cynical about giving people things. And so, but here you said you're a little bit, it could be dangerous, right? I don't know whether it's dangerous, because you're probably thinking...
Or I'll fall off the stage.
Well, okay, so there's a physical danger there. Well, when you said it wasn't a poisonous snake, I thought maybe it was maybe a gift certificate to the bungee jump town or something, you know? Where, you know, or skydive, because, you know, some people want to do that. That's on their bucket list. They want to skydive, but it's dangerous. That's why they make you sign the waiver forms. But this is a little bit different, because the danger is, and I'm sure this is what you're thinking, outside of a broken ankle or falling off the stage, you're probably thinking like, well, let's say you're really good at this. Let's say you have to go on tour with a big, you know, sold out comedy show. Let's say you're offered a HBO special. How are you going to get in here and do all this great producing at the same time? Is that probably what you're worried about?
Go, Elif, go.
No, I'm worried about heart palpitations.
Oh, okay. You know, I think that maybe for the first couple seconds, then that'll happen. Well, when it comes to like role playing, whether it's, you know, comedy stuff or whatever, there's some, you know, some of the nightclubs out there, you get out there and you're just doing your normal thing, you know, whatever that may be. But some of them, and we're going to talk with the people from Safe House. Hopefully they'll be in right after this next break, because they've got some things going on for the people who've been around a little bit, or maybe up in Milwaukee, you may remember the Safe House and what it is for listeners, at least as far as I understand. And we'll hear more from Agent High Tops when she gets in here. It's a club, but it's like a spy themed club where there are no signs. You know, if you love Mission Impossible, James Bond, any of those kind of things, there's no signs. It's like a secret entrance to get in. I think you have a password or a handshake or something in order to get into the place. And then you get in, and there's a lot of cool spy related elements involved with that. Now, you haven't been to that yet, Elif, right?
No, but it sounds awesome.
So I think, Violetta, you had mentioned that that you guys with the Rocancho, you did something. Was it that place or was it something like it?
Yeah, it was that place. I got them a little confused, but they stay in character. It's very method there. And, like, you know, you want to ask them, like, where's the bathroom? And they're like, I'm Agent Smalls. I'm like, oh, okay. Agent Smalls, where's the bathroom?
I feel it. It's like my bladder's Agent Smalls. I got to go.
I know. So they like stay in character. It is pretty cool to get a group, I think, together to go.
Well, here it's the kind of thing that's been around a while. It was in Milwaukee, and now it's here in Chicago, but specifically for New Year's Eve. So we're going to talk with them about that specific kind of New Year's Eve experience that you can get at the Safe House as well. Alf, have you ever done any of those? Have you ever done like the train ride where, you know, it's a murder mystery, but you're in the middle of it? I've never done anything like that. I think I might want to, but I don't want to be disappointed and have it be like, oh, this is super lame and expensive.
Like the character stuff?
Well, you know, where don't those things exist? 312-981-7200 people that have done some of those experiences where it's like a train ride to someplace, but I guess you get sort of like, here's your character, here's who you are. You know, you're Colonel Mustard in the library with the pipe or whatever, and it kind of carries on through, kind of like Tony and Tina's wedding, mm-hmm. where you're there, it's a wedding.
I just have a short attention span, so I feel like I would be like, okay, when are we getting there? Like, stop being this person. I don't want you to be this person anymore.
Yeah, I think I might have a little bit of that in me, too, and I want to share a text really quickly of this segment so far that someone sent in from the 630 area code that I'm a Debbie Downer.
Oh, no.
Probably no. because of my gift comment. We do exchange gifts. I think.
Well, I mean,
Christmas
for someone,
is different when you don't have kids around. I don't know if you guys have young kids.
We don't.
But I mean, you know.
And Violetta, you and I have actually talked about this before.
Right. I was the one who told you. My parents, we don't do presents at all.
What?
It's just being together that counts.
I mean, it is.
Eating a delicious meal.
Don't get me wrong. You guys, listen to you. You guys are too young to not be wanting any presents because think about this. And it is always wonderful to, you know, spend time with friends and family. That's what's really valuable. That's the important things. That's priceless. But you should have. It's not either or. It should be and.
I'll accept presents if someone wants to give them to me, but I don't. Really?
Okay. Wow.
Well, but it's not out of a negative place. I don't think it's a Debbie Downer thing. It's just, I love the Christmas season, but I just don't need to get, you know, a long list of names and then check them off and get presents. And it just seems very stressful.
It can be stressful. I hear you. I hear you.
It's fun, though, at the same time. I mean, if you get each family member one little thing, I think that can be fun too.
But I think you guys have kind of tapped on it too, is that you should get something that you think, regardless of the value, you know, I got a new phone charger from the kids, I really love it, but regardless of the value, you shouldn't feel obligated just to get something because you have to get something. It should come from the heart and from like something, you know, they'll love it. Gotcha. All right. And I love the experiences too. People are going to experience Safe House. I've heard, I've got a secret microfilm transmission that Agent Hightops is in the building. So we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk with them about Safe House and New Year's Eve at that place as well. It's Dane in for John on 720 WGN. Nice. 720 WGN live here in the Allstate Showcase Studio on Michigan Avenue in here. Dane, until 3 p.m. And I think everybody, this is that week, that kind of tweener week where you clean up some loose ends. You kind of just kind of coast, letting the glow from Christmas extend, or you just kind of gear up and get ready for that very perfect and awesome New Year's Eve that is coming up. And a lot of different things. We've shared a bunch of them. We've whisked. An individual, Joyce was her name, off, and she doesn't get out as much as she'd like to. She's going to be going to New Year's Eve at Eataly, so that is exciting, and we've brought up a few other suggestions. We're going to do it again tomorrow as well. But in studio, this is one of the most secretive and exciting things that you can do for New Year's Eve. You can do it any time of the day or the year, but specifically on New Year's Eve, I'm not sure. I don't know all the details because they're so secret, right? But in studio with us, and if you're anybody, and I mentioned it in the last segment, if you've ever been to Wisconsin, if you've ever been to Milwaukee, a legendary place there is called the Safe House, and it is kind of a spy-themed nightclub/bar/experience. Limited on the signs, you know, the doorway, you maybe need like a secret handshake or password in order to get in. They brought all of that kind of crypto fun to Chicago and having it on New Year's specifically. In studio with us, you'll only go by, well, she's Heather, but she's also Agent Hightops. Heather, welcome to WGN.
Hi, thank you.
So this is exciting. This is good stuff. First off, that you've come. Of course, we've had to blur you out at WGNradio.com where people can see what's going on in order to protect your anonymity. But so for the listeners who are the uninitiated, and you haven't done a lot to kind of fill people in, right? Because part of the...
Yeah, we're very secretive.
The allure is the... So explain Safe House. What is it and how does it work?
Safe House, well, it started in 1966 in Milwaukee, so 51 years ago. It is a spy-themed restaurant. You have to, you know, a password to get in, and you have to, if you don't know the password, you have to pass a top secret clearance test. Once you pass a top secret clearance test, you get in, and then you're cleared by Agent M, which is, as you know, James Bond's secretary.
Oh, yeah.
You important. Get cleared and you get in, and then you just enter the world of espionage. In Milwaukee, it's more of like a, I would say, a speakeasy 1960s theme. Here in Chicago, we're more of like a James Bond penthouse. We're a lot more modern. We go along with a lot more of the spy-themed movies, but it's just a world of espionage.
Do you find that the people, you know, granted, if you've got to have the secret password, you get in there, you're kind of up to speed, so to speak, with the fact that this is some of the things that are going to make it fun, make it interesting. That you, or do you get people sometimes that just somehow have found themselves there but don't know what's going on and it drives them absolutely insane?
We do get the people that, because we won number one burger for City of Chicago, we tied with Al Cheval for Chicago Magazine.
That's amazing.
I know. We get people.
Was that on purpose or is that like, whoa, now we got to deal with this?
It just happened. We were only open for like 4 months when it happened too.
Jeez
so,
Louise.
Oh, Cheval. People will hear about that burger, so they want to come in, and then like, oh, we didn't even know like this is what was going to happen. Like they were freaked out because we don't have a sign outside that says the Safe House. We have a little itty bitty plaque on our wall that says International Exports because we import and export goods,
right?
And then
and good times,
yes, and good times. And then you go into Agent M's office, and they're like, "Where are we?" Because it's just a little room off of Ontario,
and nobody thinks that you would go through all that trouble just to kind of screw with them, right? So people don't automatically think, well, obviously this
and
is a themed restaurant.
And the best part is everybody inside is watching anybody at the front door. So if you're at the front door going through your interrogation, everybody's watching it.
So now you actually got a chance to talk to a little bit off the air to work at that iconic and legendary location in Milwaukee. And so what was that thought process? I've been there for a long time. And what made you think, or what made the team there think, or you guys think, well, we got to bring this kind of crazy fun to Chicago?
When the original owner passed it on to our new owners, which I won't
who happened to live in Chicago or something, it was
no,
very convenient.
They just they have a passion for espionage just as much as the original owner did, and they wanted to spread the world of espionage around. So they decided to start in Chicago since there's so much here and so much to offer and not anything like that here. So, you know, and also being close to home per se, since, you know, we're not too far from Milwaukee. But that doesn't mean espionage is just stopping here. We're definitely expanding more beyond and around the rest of the country.
I think it's great to have. It's one thing to have something kind of, there's like a theme there. It's not necessarily a gimmick, but you've got a theme that people, but when you've got great food, not only great food, but some of the best, right? Burger, that's high praise.
Yeah.
So fill people in on some of the cool elements that are built in to Safe House. Some of the things that people will experience that, other than the fact that it's hard to get in, because I've heard Violetta had mentioned it too, that the staff is all kind of in character the whole
time.
We
are. We all play characters, hence my name, Agent Hightops.
Agent Hightops.
We all go by agent names. We all play in character. We call you agents and spies. All of our food is in spy code. It all has a spy name to it. Our menus are in spy code, or what we call spy speak. And we dress as spies or agents. And we just really embrace the culture of espionage.
Well, those some of the it's one of the most popular film genres out there. So if you got Milwaukee, more of the old time speakeasy kind of thing, and that maybe the James Bondish, and then you've got more of the modern stuff going on here. So let's talk when it comes to modern. Nothing is more modern than the future, and the future coming up is New Year's Eve. So explain the way that people can have that unique Safe House experience as they kick into. Is their mission becomes have a great New Year's Eve.
So our mission that we have for all of the incoming agents and spies is we're holding the same tradition as Safe House Milwaukee has always done, where we start off for around the world is what we call it. And that allows junior spies to be able to celebrate New Year's as well, along with adult spies.
Okay.
Yes. So we have, you know, that sparkling grape juice for our junior spies. We start at 2:00. So at 2:00, we're going to salute the troops.
Okay, nice.
And then after we salute our troops at 2, we have like a special. We're doing
You're celebrating
beers.
New Year's in Bulgaria or something?
We do midnight in Moscow. Nice. The Greek Isles, Paris, Rome, London, and Dublin. So we celebrate all of their New Year's with them between 2 and 6. So at 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. And then we celebrate New York at 11, and we celebrate Chicago at midnight.
Wow.
So we do around the world tour, because espionage didn't start here. It's been everywhere, and it's very close-knit with the military. So we always salute our troops first.
Nice. Okay, well, so I did not... So, no, our kids... On a regular basis, are they able to?
It's a very family friendly restaurant.
Are you serious? I did not know that.
Yeah, that's very family friendly restaurant up until about 10 p.m., where it becomes more of a bar scenery.
Wow.
Yeah, we're always full of junior spies everywhere.
So give us some information as much as you can. Obviously, people have to be vetted. You have to pass some kind of super fun security clearance.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get whatever information you need in order to gain entrance to Safe House. But let people know how they can get involved, not only for New Year's Eve. I think that's awesome. I think that's a lot of fun. But then all the time there and all that cool stuff going on.
We're always we're open Monday through Sunday. Sundays we're open till midnight. Sundays and Mondays, I should say, we're open till midnight. We open at 11 a.m. We do a lot of things with the escape house next door. We do a lot of packages with them because that's where you escape the room.
Oh,
okay. So you can escape the safe house inside of there. But we're open for lunch. We have some really great lunch deals that we have starting in January. We have Mission Mondays, where it's buy one, get one half off. We have...
Do you have to crack some kind of code, or you have to steal a magical jewel?
You have to mention it when you come in, like, because we don't just...
You have to defuse a bomb?
Well, you can do all those missions on the inside, but if I were to give you all of the intel now, what fun would Safe House be?
Right.
You know, if I were to just blow all of our covers. But I do encourage everybody to come see our Cone of Silence, which is pretty nifty. Best seat in the house, that's for sure.
Agent High Tops, also known as Heather, that's as far as we can go with it. Before we let you go and move on with the program, let you get back to the Safe House, give the information, the website, people can get involved, see you on New Year's Eve and all the time throughout the year.
Excellent. You can give us a call at 312-313-1007 or at safehousechicago.com. And you can also check us out on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat. We're all around. We just can't see the big sign on the front door.
Super fun. Super fun concept and a bunch of different things. Doing the burgers right, that is awesome to hear as well. Get out there and see them. So, Heather, Agent High Tops, thanks so much for taking time being on WGN today.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to send it to news. It's Dane here on 720 WGN. WGN 720 WGN live here, Allstate Showcase Studio, Frigid Michigan Avenue. In the booth, we do have Elif. I'm Dane until 3 o'clock in for John Williams. We'll be doing it again tomorrow, where you want to stay tuned for some warm, hot barbecue. Because some of those barbecue legends going to be in studio with us. I know we've got a lot of great stories, a lot of great topics. One of the biggest topics out there, and this is why you have the man, the A-list, the A-team. He's in, like, weather team. If the SEAL team had a weather team, Tom Skilling would be leading those secret missions. And he is on the line with us right now. Tom, welcome to your station. Welcome to WGN.
Dave, good to talk to you, and I hope you're staying warm through all this.
We're wearing winter coats in the studio. We're doing what we can. You know, we're kind of living vicariously in a positive way by seeing people cold outside.
But I hear you. Yeah, you got a firsthand view of the whole thing looking out the window there on Michigan Avenue. One of the stage manager who gives me time cues was wearing his Santa Claus hat and a full winter coat yesterday in the studio here, so you're not alone, I think, in preparing for all
this. Tom, is this what we get for wanting snow on Christmas?
Violetta, I'm not sure what's happened here, but definitely the other shoe has dropped. I don't think there's anything wrong with wanting snow on Christmas. It was kind of nice, didn't you think?
Yeah, that's what I wanted for Christmas.
I know. The only problem is, here's the deal, and you see it every year. Keep your eye on this in the years to come. The minute you lay the snowpack down, the zero-degree temperatures aren't far behind, because what happens is this Arctic air is able to run over that reflective snow surface, and there's no warming of the air mass as it comes in. 90% of the sunlight over a snow cover is reflected back into space again. So this Arctic air that brews in the darkness of the Arctic cold, because the sun doesn't even break the horizon in northern North America. They don't even see the sun during the day for about a month and a half. That's where the cold air brews, and then it comes down on us.
See, it's amazing. You're weaving this tapestry of weather-related talk, and it's something I think that that fans of weather. Of course, if you're in Chicago, you get to experience some extremes on the weather side. And people have said, you know, as tough as we are, the last couple of years have been pretty easy. This is, and I think I heard it, this is the coldest day that we've had in a few years. Is that
yeah,
true?
That's absolutely right. The coldest, yesterday's 5 above was the coldest temperature in 3 years since February of 2015, nearly 3 years. And this is the coldest spell of weather since last December, over a year ago. And we're even colder than that spell, although there were individual temperatures that were lower. But I was looking at some of the lows last night around this area, and they're quite stunning. It went down as low as 14 below at Sugar Grove last night. Kankakee was down to 10 below. Pontiac was to Rochelle. 12 below last night, 10 below in DeKalb and Barrington, Joliet at 6 below. So you move away from the city, it really got cold, but here in town it was 4 below at O'Hare and 2 below at Midway, and we've had wind chills as low as 21 below zero during the morning hours. We're now at single digits below zero.
Well, Tom, you mentioned the word spell, which implies, for those people paying attention to the context, that it could be a period of time. So how long is this going to happen? Is this the kind of thing we should maybe, you know, drip our faucets so they don't freeze, you know, don't leave your pet outside, all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, well, it's good to take care of the pets. There's no question. I take 3 dogs out, and they look at me like, you have got to be kidding. This is ridiculous. And cruel. So I try to get them out and in real fast. I'm sure everybody else does, too. Well, here's the deal. We've got a reinforcing lobe of cold air that comes in Friday night, Saturday, and over the weekend. And there'll be another surge early next week. The brand of cold air, it will stay below normal temperature-wise through next week. But there are signs, and this has been the trend so far. Remember, it was only a week ago, a little over a week ago, it was over 50 degrees.
Yeah.
So we had about a 2-week spell of Pacific air, and that's going to be what this winter does to us. We'll go into these Arctic outbreaks, and they last a week and a half, 2 weeks, and then we'll cycle back to the milder Pacific air and break this up. And it looks like that the bounce back in temperatures could be starting the following weekend. Now, you know, there are no heat waves indicated here, but it certainly will get us out of the core of this bitterly cold air that we're in right now. But until then, it's going to be chilly.
And we know, technically, I guess, right, as long as it's really cold, at least you're not getting snow. It's either one or the other. If it gets really cold, you can't get a blizzard, right?
Well, here's the thing. It is true the atmosphere holds less water in cold air, but it kind of compensates because the snowflakes that form, the physics of snowflake production, they fluff up more in cold air. So, for instance, tomorrow, that little snow that's coming in, we'll get about 0.06 of an inch of water out of that, which would normally, in a warmer cold spell, produce, you know, about a 0.5 inch to 1 inch of snow. Tomorrow, the temperatures will be so cold that we'll get about a 30-to-1 ratio snow instead of a 10-to-1. In other words, you'll have about 3 times the volume you get in that little bit of water. And the bottom line is, that fluffs up to close to 2 inches in parts of the area, and I think some areas northwest may get a little bit more than that. So probably 1 to 2 inches is a general proposition. Then there's another little snow Friday night. Now, there's a lake effect snow that could lock in Saturday night, Sunday in shoreline areas, and that could be a little more formidable, a little moisture coming in. And then there's a system next Wednesday that comes in, and Wednesday and Thursday. And that one looks kind of interesting, too. These are not mammoth storms, but any one of them can produce some accumulation. And, of course, the Saturday night, Sunday one would be of interest because that's New Year's Eve.
Wow. Okay, you mentioned the word formidable. We have the first line at events, the best in the business, Tom Skilling, here to help kind of guide us through this, obstacle course of weather that we have here every year in Chicago. So thanks so much for what you're doing. Excited. And when can people see you on TV, except for all the time on WGN, correct?
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what's happened. My compatriot here, Demetrius Ivory's off, so I'm covering his shows at 4 and then doing my normal shows 5, 6, 9, and 10. So we're keeping ourselves busy, and we do the Tribune page in there too, Dave. So it keeps us hopping around here, but it's always great talking to our friends on the radio side, and it's good talking to you, Dave. I don't get a chance to do it very often.
You don't. We love what you do. We're not alone here, and of course, get back there to the command central.
Right.
And
thank you, Dave.
Thanks, Tom. Talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon. You take care now.
Seven 20. WGN live here, Allstate Showcase Studio, cold, frigid Michigan Avenue. Elif Garris in the booth. Dane here until 3, so just a few more minutes. And one of the things that we're kind of gearing up, people got to think about this. This is important because once you put your name on the mental kind of even hypothetical dotted line, sometimes it's real if it's a gym membership, as far as, you know, what is your New Year's resolution? You know, everybody kind of has them, even if it's not an official one. You kind of have things that you're looking at. We've done some interviews over the years about this kind of stuff, things that you're looking at in the next year to go ahead and change, improve, stop, do differently, do something crazy, you know, and sometimes it's as simple as maybe be a little healthier, maybe eat less of this, maybe more of that. Sometimes it's you don't want a whole new life, want to change careers, you want to get out there, you want to climb the Matterhorn, maybe you've got a bucket list of things. And oftentimes New Year's provides that sort of reset button in your life that you're able to go ahead and do this. So we're going to have people share that, 312-981-7200. You can share your New Year's resolution. But here's the thing, and this is one thing that Elif brought up, is that you have to also share what it is that you've got or put in place or going to do to actually achieve it. It's one thing to say like, hey, I'm gonna quit smoking. But if it's, you know, you've got to, let's say you're going to go take, you know, get hypnotized or something, maybe that's the mechanism you're going to use in order to kind of ensure your success. Or let's say you're going to get in shape and then you're going to, you've got this new piece of equipment, something like that. So you got to have not only what your New Year's resolution is, but also the things you're going to do or have in place to make sure that you have the best chance for success. And I know what you're thinking. Well, why should we do that? Well, because MJ Miller, we've got a gift card, right, Elif? And we're going to pick the person who has the most compelling thing that they're going to kind of have for the New Year's resolution, and then that mechanism or the reasons why they will succeed. And for MJ Miller, the giveaway, it's a gift certificate to MJ Miller, $100, MJ Miller and Company in downtown Barrington. And they are your trusted family jeweler with gift ideas for him and her, like diamond and stud earrings and brooches and money clips, all of those things. And so you can text them in, 312-981-7200. You can also call and speak with Elif. You can get on the line with us as well, and we'll share those. And Violetta, I'm curious, you know, as a person who is doing so many different things, do you see like New Year's as kind of a reset button, either to make some goals or maybe to stop doing some certain things or maybe pick up some new habits? What are you doing?
Yeah, definitely. I think that it's just so nice to have a fresh start. I don't know, just in general, every year you think, what does this year hold for me, you know? So I think, especially at this point in my career, there's so many different options and so many different things I can try. And maybe I'm not going to succeed in all of them, probably in most of them. But I think trying is what's bright to me about the new year.
So kind of think things that you'd like to do, get out there, make that effort. Sometimes that's the hardest part, that first step, right?
Yeah.
And even though I think that was sage advice, you know, you're not eligible for the MJ Miller gift card. Well, maybe something else. Well, I'd probably have a bone of beef or something like that for you. Well, we've got some in here on the line. Let's get to some of these. Dave, he doesn't have a resolution, but he has some advice for people making them. Dave, welcome to WGN.
Hi. I think that when people do a lot of talking about what they want to do or what they hope to achieve, when they make a whole big to-do about it, they lose that energy that motivates them to want to do it. They're less apt to do it. I think you should just keep your hopes and desires to yourself and just go after them, just pursue them, just do them.
So just get in there, kind of, you keep it to yourself.
Yeah.
Do it yourself. And also, too, is it brings a lot of extra pressure in, though, too, that sometimes people kind of crumble under, is, well, if you go out there, you say all these things, and then it's tough to follow through sometimes.
Yeah. But the same thing can be said of if you're keeping it to yourself, too, because then you're alone in it.
No one's holding you accountable.
That's true, but I think that if you want something, if you want to do something, just go out and do it.
Just
see how that goes for a while. People will notice that there's something different about you or something different in your life, and, you know, maybe hopefully they'll be supportive of you.
All right, Dave,
you know,
thanks.
Not stop you in your tracks or anything.
I appreciate it. I think that's good advice. Get out there and do it. If you're going to have a goal, go out there and just kind of get out there and do it. I think everybody should do that. Now, Tom is on the line. You've got something that I think that not only you'll enjoy, but also maybe the people around you, hopefully, ideally, your family. What do you got?
Yeah, hey, guys, love the show. Currently I own a motorcycle, and it's kind of, time for me, but my kids are
4 and 6, and I'd love to spend more time with them. So my plan is to sell the bike in the spring and pick up a camper to spend more family time.
See, okay, let's talk a little bit about this, because that is one of the things you and I share, one of the resolutions, and you don't be limited. You don't have to be limited to just one. I mean, there's a bunch of things you can do, but we've got kids, an 11-year-old, a 9-year-old, and a 6-year-old, and we want to do one of those kind of family truckster, go to the national park, see the Grand Canyon, Yellowstone kind of vacations. So you need a camper, right? And so what are you thinking as far as what's your thought process on what kind of camper you're going to get to kind of follow through on your resolution?
Well, essentially, something we could spend a week-long trip comfortably in. We explored the pop-up options, but it's not something I want to really spend a week in, so we're probably going to shoot for something a little bit bigger.
Nice. Well, get out there and enjoy it. Hopefully, everybody will enjoy it with you, and good luck on getting that resolution done. Happy 2018.
Cool. Thank you. You too.
All right. And on the line with us, we got, it looks like Regina. She's joining a health club with her healthcare worker. I think that's good. So a lot of people have that, whether they've got a lot of ground to make up or whether they're trying to fine tune things is to get healthier. So Regina, welcome to WGN.
Hi. I really enjoy your programs.
Oh, I appreciate it. Well, and I'm sure John does and Elif does as well. And we're going to appreciate you getting out there and making a great 2018. So talk about what it is that you're going to do to make sure that you can succeed.
My healthcare worker joined a health club last year, and we had a bet who would lose the most weight. And I lost more weight, and my doctor confirmed it, that she had not lost as much as I had. And so I told her that this year I would join the health club with her, because she always makes excuses not to go. And since I want to go and she has to take me, hopefully both of us will lose weight this year.
All right. Well, I think that's a pretty good one. See, and here's the thing, too, is, you know, you want to help your friend. You want to help them succeed. And she thinks you have the secret to success. You're kind of her motivating, you know, kind of guru in this. And that's great that you guys are working together. Plus, you need a ride to the place. Right.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
All right. All right, Regina, hold on. And Elif's going to get your information as well. We got a couple texts here, and you can still leave yours as well. 312-981-7200 from the 224. I'm going to get in shape for sure. I know I can do it because I got a pacemaker placed in Halloween this year and has made a huge difference. So I think that's important, too. Sometimes you set yourself up for things and you don't have the energy to go ahead and succeed. I've already started exercising, and the difference before I got this pacemaker is now extraordinary. I've also set aside time in the mornings to exercise and been eating healthier, and only 31 years old with a pacemaker. Wow, so good luck to you. But also, too, and Elif, I think that's important, right, is that you can go out there and make some suggestions of things that you'd like to do, but if you've got roadblocks, like let's say you don't have the energy, or let's say you don't have the time, or you haven't set some time aside, that you're going to set yourself up for failure, because it's easy to say you're going to get healthy, and it's tough sometimes to get that other stuff going. So from the 773, another one coming in here is, my birthday is Friday, so this is the beginning of the new year in a lot of ways. The goal is to be more mindful, not to take the good things for granted, since it seems like 2017 was such a higher fire for so many people. So the goal is to write something good down every day and remember that without the bitter, he can't know the sweet, so we've got to keep the sweet in mind. See, that's so John Williams, right? You think about Brightside and what he does on Fridays, and we've talked about it a little bit. It is kind of your radio high five, where you share some good things, some positive things. Can be anything. Sometimes it's as simple as, hey, you know, I'm going out for pizza tonight. I'm looking forward to that. And some is, I've been cured of cancer. I love that. And so I think that's important to focus on, highlight, you know, and really appreciate some of those good things that are going on. From the 630, another text coming in. My husband and I are trying to get to every national park in the nation. See, this is where I think it's important to understand limitations of the human body, and certainly time and travel, because I don't know how many national parks there are, but I don't know that you can get to one, get to all of them next year. So that's tough. So maybe scale it back, maybe 1-2, and then maybe you get to 3 or 4, it's gravy. The next one from the 708, resolve to be more positive, especially now as I wait for a liver transplant. Just put on the transplant list a few days before Christmas. Well, that's great. And so you're looking for that. See, that's the kind of stuff that you can be positive for, maybe positive thinking, but you can't necessarily control on your own. So stay tuned for that in 2018, and good luck with all of those things. So we are going to take a break right right now. When we come back, we're going to announce our winner for the MJ Miller gift certificate. It's a $100 gift certificate in downtown Barrington for the jewelry. So we're going to announce the winner for that when we come back from this break right now. It's 720. Dane in for John. 720 WGN wrapping things up here for the John Williams Show. We'll be in with you again at 1 p.m. tomorrow. And our winner is Regine. She was the winner. She's going to be getting healthy with a friend of hers, a health co-worker, and they're winning a $100 gift card to MJ Miller and Company in downtown Barrington. Your trusted family jewelry with gift ideas for him and her, like diamonds, stud earrings, brooches, and money clips. And in studio, a guy who is money when it comes to radio is Brian
Thank you,
Newman.
Dane. That's very nice.
Yeah, so what's going to be on the show today? I saw some cool things coming up.
Yeah, we've got we're going to be learning about sparkling wines, of course, because New Year's is coming up. So at 6 o'clock, we will talk to a James Beer certified sommelier. That will be fun. We're going to talk to the Night Ministry because a lot of people out suffering all year long, but especially you start thinking about it, maybe some of us think about it a little more when it's below zero. So we'll talk to them. We're going to talk to Skilling. We've got Lourdes Duarte is going to join us. We got a lot to get to. Plus, I'm looking forward to talking to Judy about this because there's a new study that says if you laugh at dark humor, you may in fact be a genius. So this is what I've been saying all along. I, in fact, am a genius. We'll find out about that later on, too.
You got it all covered. Brian Newman coming up. So, Brian, go ahead. Send us the news.
I'll see you tomorrow. Dane.